普羅政治民生起義。My Radio 2014。
Welcome to the 50th Gary's English Learning Center episode.
Did I get
it right?
Yeah, that's a tricky word.
Yeah, 50th.
Yeah, 50th. The 50th, isn't that amazing?
Yeah,
we should celebrate, really.
Yeah, you know why? You know what? I'm lucky to be here today.
You are lucky, yeah. I was quite worried about you, really.
No, don't worry about me, but worry about the whole city. Anyway, we skip that because it is not something pleasant to talk about.
No, and this is the 50th show.
We should celebrate.
Yeah, we should celebrate the 50th show, really.
And maybe. I'm going to test you.
You're going to test me?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Hajime mashite.
I've invited some of my other English teacher friends.
I just go and get
my friend Samurai. Okay?
Gary is trying to impersonate some Japanese English teacher.
Hi, Eddie.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hajime mashite.
Hi.
Samurai.
Many words, Eddie,
yeah,
in English come from Japanese.
Such as
hi.
Hi.
Hi. And this is
Samurai.
I think this looks a bit like Darth Vader.
Okay. Yeah. So
and
who's this guy?
This is Ninja.
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 Well, do we consider this an English word?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, we consider ninja. Yeah.
Yeah. You should say hi.
Hi. But that's Cantonese, Eddie.
Yeah.
Hi is Cantonese.
What about this? It should be judo. A karate.
Karate.
Oh my gosh.
Karate.
Yeah. Well, I got to do a short explanation about this because you can actually split it into two words. Kara means empty. Mm-hmm. And te means hand. So the way of empty hand.
Hi.
Yeah.
Yes.
And talking about karate, there's another word you should know. Karaoke.
We're coming to that.
Oh, sure, yes. Sure. What about this?
This is
sumo. Again, is this an English word?
It because we are describing something that is sumo. How can we describe it? Big okay. fat man
Big
wrestling.
Fat.
No. We will call it sumo.
Yeah. Sumo,
yeah.
Okay.
If you want to say that.
Well, this is a difficult one. I remember the meaning, but I forgot the word. Yeah. It means that something you can fold the papers. In
okay, we won't say folding papers. In England, we will say
origami.
Origami, yes.
Okay. I suddenly remembered it. let me see, what is this? This is about the way of arranging trees and put them into...
growing small trees, miniature trees.
Miniature.
How small this one.
Yeah, the smaller
small,
one.
Yeah.
The small one. Bonsai.
Bonsai.
Bonsai. Yeah. And what about this? This is about how to arrange a flower in an aesthetic way.
Yes.
Yeah, in a beautiful way. So it is called...
Ikebana. And in the bird of paradise.
The bird of paradise. You don't need to point that I can use the mouse, okay? It should be tsunami.
Tsunami,
yeah.
Before, in English, it was tidal wave.
Tidal wave.
But now it's tsunami.
Tsunami. Karaoke.
As you were saying.
Yeah.
Karaoke.
Yeah. Actually, it means empty orchestra.
Yes.
The first part, kara, means empty. And orchestra, you can put it into the short form and then it becomes
orchestra. Yes.
Yeah.
But people in England and in the West, they do karaoke.
Karaoke.
And that's what they call it.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to eat this instead of telling you their names. So it should be sashimi.
It looks delicious.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Oh, sushi. No, sushi.
I always get these mixed up.
Yeah. Because when you talk about sushi, you got the rice roll.
Yes.
Yeah. With the meat or fish.
Or fish. Usually fish.
Well, this is sashimi.
The other one.
Oh, the other one, sushi.
Sushi.
Sushi. Okay, this one is, I should know this, but I only remember the Chinese name, tinfulo. Tempura.
Nearly, yes.
Yeah.
Tempura.
Well,
Japanese noodles?
Udon? No, not udon.
Ah, there are udon, but this is
ramen. Lime in Cantonese. Ramen. Yeah.
Lime.
Yeah. Well, are you talking about the clothes or talking about the clothes,
yeah.
The girl?
Yeah, the clothes.
This should be kimono.
Kimono. Yeah.
Kimono. Yeah. Well, you do a bit of explanation about this kimono.
This is a traditional.
Traditional Japanese
gown.
Gown.
Japanese gown.
Well, this is...
Not really, but just for fun.
Hello Kitty.
Just for fun.
Just for fun? Kawaii.
In Hong Kong, everybody knows. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kawaii.
When you say kawaii, you should be like saying that. Kawaii.
Yeah.
Kawaii. It means kilt.
Yeah.
Kilt in English. Yeah. Okay, for those old farts, I have no idea about this.
Yeah, this is how far Japanese goes in English goes back. You know, back these days.
I guess it should be in the 50s.
Yes.
Yeah. And the name of the movie is Sayonara.
Sayonara.
With Marlon Brando, but I forgot the Japanese actress.
It's Miko Taka.
Miko Taka. Okay. Don't know his Japanese name. Her Japanese name.
And sayonara
means goodbye.
Goodbye. So I will say goodbye, Eddie.
Yeah.
Goodbye, Eddie. Because Mr. Gary has another friend.
No, it actually means farewell. Instead of
farewell?
Farewell, yeah. Not just goodbye. Yeah. We should say see you next time or things like that.
Farewell.
Instead of sayonara.
Semantics.
Okay.
Maybe you can see Mr. Gary's Italian friend next.
Next. So that's all for the Japanese English teacher.
Yeah, Japanese English teacher.
But I don't think any Japanese will teach English in Hong Kong.
Arigato. Well, I do.
You do. Okay. So domo arigato. De gozaimasu.
Arigato. Sayonara.
Sayonara. See you next time. Ciao,
Eddie baby.
Yeah, I can do that. There's another guy impersonating Italian who teaches English.
So I am a Terimizu.
Terimizu.
Italian English teacher.
Okay. Yeah.
Gary has asked me to come and teach him Italian English.
So you beat me because I can't do anything.
This is
tiramisu. Tiramisu.
My name's Seika, yeah.
Tiramisu. What does it mean?
It is a beautiful, delicious cake.
Oh, okay.
Delicious cake made with a cream and a coffee and a sponge.
Yeah, and sweetie?
It's sweet, it's sweet, delicious. It'll melt in your mouth.
Oh, sure. La Dolce Vita. And talking about this, I have a special present for you, which is quite surprising.
For me,
yeah. Yeah. Hold on for a minute. You don't need to cut that because I got this just from my friend, and to surprise you, because actually we didn't try this before.
Eddie, how can I thank you enough?
You know, we didn't plan this before.
Grazie, Eddie. Grazie.
Yeah, you should say grazie. Yeah.
Grazie, Eddie.
Show it to the audience.
This is such a coincidence.
Yeah. Absolutely coincidence. Absolutely.
Bella. Beautiful.
Frederick
Follini and the Dolce Vita.
La Dolce Vita.
And the 8.5.
Yeah. And pardon me for my bad Italian. Can you explain to our audience what La Dolce Vita?
La Dolce Vita is the sweet life.
The sweet life.
There is a TV program in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
It's called La Dolce Vita.
I kind of knew that. But how come that we say La Dolce Vita instead of the sweet life?
Because it is more interesting.
Oh yeah.
It sounds beautiful.
It sounds more exotic.
It does.
Yeah. So, well, well, we did should do a bit of more examination about this.
This is very interesting, isn't it?
Yeah. It seems that this is some kind of see-through.
Eddie. Yeah.
Okay.
This is. You can
how come
see,
that? How come that you suddenly lost your Italian accent?
You can see on the MTR. You can see on
really?
The MTR.
Really?
This is Italian lingerie. Italian lingerie.
It is a. Shall we say underpants instead of bodies?
No, it is more beautiful the way they say it.
Yeah.
Intimissimia.
Oh, intimissimi.
Intimissimi.
Never heard of that before.
Like intimate.
Oh, intimate.
Intimissimi.
Yeah. So?
And maybe you see the girl and she is wearing like this, and then...
And then?
And then you are caught by someone you should... doing something you should not be doing.
Well, it is a very classic Italian situation.
Yes. In flagrante.
In flagrante.
In flagrante. You are caught doing something you should not be doing. And usually...
Well, it is what we say embarrassment in embarrassed. Meaning embarrassed in English.
Caught in the act.
In flagrante,
yeah.
Okay.
This is the... And maybe you had trouble with these people, huh?
Already?
Maybe you had trouble with these people.
Yeah, got a lot of trouble. Yeah. A lot of trouble. Mm. Paparazzi.
Yes.
Oh,
very
yeah.
Very good. Yeah, very good. It's a film about the paparazzi.
Paparazzi. Actually, the word came from Italian.
Italian. This is what I am telling the words in English, which are taken from Italian.
Okay,
English is the language. And this is just some fashion brands, because we Italian, we're very stylish.
Should they pay us the advertising fee?
They should.
Gucci.
And
Fiorucci.
Very good idea.
Oh, no, you say it again.
Fiorucci.
Okay.
Fiorucci.
What's that?
It's just a brand of some very fashionable, stylish Italian
clothes. Oh, how come that I didn't know the name?
Very stylish and very expensive.
It's very expensive, yeah.
If you are eating outdoors in England, people will use the Italian.
Yeah.
They will say al fresco.
Al fresco.
Eating outdoors,
but... Fresco, in my English dictionary, it means something painting on a wall.
Ah, yes, that is true, yeah?
Yeah.
Al fresco, but it is al fresco.
Oh, al fresco.
A fresco is a painting on the wall, that's true, yes.
Yeah. And here it means eating outside.
Eating outside, okay. Al fresco, yes.
Shall we say picnic?
Not really, no.
No.
It could be a picnic, but this is... The dining table.
Oh, at least you've got a table.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Pizza.
Everybody, this is the world knows it's pizza.
How come that our show becomes so appetizing today? Pizza.
Spaghetti.
Okay. Al dente?
Al dente. And the spaghetti should be cooked al dente, so it's not too soft. Like noodles, no?
Mm, yeah.
If noodles are too soft, they are not tasting good.
I'm sorry to say that actually you don't got real spaghetti in Hong Kong.
It is not, just a little bit strange to me.
Yeah. Mm. We should say Hong Kong spaghetti instead of...
Hong Kong style spaghetti. Yeah.
Al dente, what does
al dente, it mean? Many al restaurants dente. Call themselves al dente.
Al dente.
Al dente. Means to the teeth.
Dental.
Dental.
So actually, all these French or Italian or even German, they can trace back to English.
But German is a little different root, but the Latin.
The French and the Spanish and the Italian
are from the same root.
Yeah.
Al dente.
I want reliable people who aren't going to be carried away. I mean, we are not murderers. This should be... Irony.
Irony, yes.
Irony.
Yes.
So what are you pointing at?
And which one? Mafia.
Mafia. What does it actually mean?
It's like in Hong Kong, it's the triad.
Triad. Actually, in short, it means bad people.
Very bad people. Organized bad people.
Yeah. Organized bad people. Fortissimo.
Taken from the music, but in general sense, it means doing something with strength.
With strength. Emphasis. Emphasis. Force.
Fortissimo.
Fortissimo. So, is it related to the another English word, forte? F-O-R-T.
In a way, yeah. In forte way. Is strength. Yeah. Strength. Your strength. Yeah. That is your strength. That is your strength. Your forte is from the French. Your strength. But this is to do something with emphasis.
Emphasis. Yeah. Fortissimo.
Fortissimo, yeah.
Fortissimo. Can it be used in music?
It's coming from music.
Oh, music. It means emphasis.
Yes.
Yeah.
You will bang the drum loudly or something like this.
Bang. Fortissimo.
Fortissimo, yeah.
Yeah. I have no idea what this is.
This is cappuccino.
Cappuccino. Oh, but okay. I thought you were talking about the graphic on the... On the
but it could be a cattuccino.
Cappuccino. Cappuccino.
Cappuccino.
What does it mean in Italian?
Cappuccino.
Milk. Coffee with milk?
Yeah, cappuccino. Cappuccino.
Coffee with milk?
Cappuccino is cappuccino.
Cappuccino.
Yeah. With frothy milk.
Yeah, what an answer. Latte.
This is a very small coffee.
Espresso.
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 Many people make the mistake of espresso, but it is espresso.
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 Oh, next time I should.
No ex, es.
Espresso. Espresso. Oh, okay.
Many people
are
making this mistake.
But still, it means the same thing. Fast.
It is just a really short coffee.
Short coffee.
Very strong, but short. Yeah, very strong.
Okay.
Long fare.
Latte?
This is in between. It's my favorite.
Your favorite?
My favorite is macchiato.
No, never heard that.
Macchiato. Is between. It's just some milk, not as much as a cappuccino.
Yeah. Still coffee.
Still coffee, yeah.
Yeah. How come that they have so many kinds of coffee in Italy?
They love a coffee in Italy.
Do you still have the same in England?
Now, today we do, yeah.
Yeah. But before that, no.
In the old days, people in England, they would drink lots of tea. But today, they drink coffee.
Ciao, Italian. Italia. So...
Ciao, Italia.
Ciao, Italia. It just means goodbye.
Bye. And
but
this is...
I'm so attracted to this girl.
You don't know what to say? Goodbye.
No, I wouldn't say ciao.
You do not want to say goodbye.
No.
But Eddie,
there
is a time we must say goodbye.
Ciao. And grazie.
Grazie. Ciao, Eddie, baby.
Ciao.
It's been my pleasure.
My pleasure, too.
Namaste.
Namaste,
Eddie.
Namaste.
Okay. I am Delhi.
Delhi.
I am an Indian English teacher.
Oh, mind you,
Gary has asked me to come.
You may not be politically correct. In this
politically correct? I am not minding being politically correct.
You don't mind that.
I don't mind it.
Yeah, okay. So,
Indian people are very easygoing.
Oh, sure. Yeah. And Delhi.
This is my namesake.
Oh, this is namesake?
My namesake. Delhi.
Yeah. Delhi. Yeah. And where's this?
This is the center of Delhi. Connaught Place.
Have you
been, Eddie?
Oh, not never been in.
It is very busy.
Oh, busy.
Very busy.
Yeah,
you can see in the next slide. You are thinking Mongkok is busy.
Not as busy as this one.
India can be very busy.
Yeah. Oh, there's all this. Again, this is very appetizing.
Mm.
So you pinpoint every one of them to me.
These are different. This is.
Let's say this one.
This is pilau.
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 Is it French?
It is a kind of rice.
Rice.
Yes.
Oh, okay, I missed
rice,
that.
Yes, it is a long grain rice.
Yeah.
Long grain rice.
Yeah, and in Hong Kong we call that fragrant rice.
Fragrant rice.
Because it is very
fragrant.
Good,
yeah.
good, good.
It's coming from the cardamom here.
Cardamom. Mm. Okay.
This little seed.
Yeah, yeah. What about this one? Seems so.
I'm thinking this is Vindaloo.
Vindaloo.
Vindaloo is very, very hot.
Oh, very, very hot.
Very hot.
Yeah.
This one? Maybe this is a korma.
Oh, korma.
Korma is mild. Oh,
mild.
Maybe chicken korma.
Chicken.
Chicken korma. This one. And this one is, I do not know this one, but I'm thinking this one here. It's a madras.
A madras. Anyway, we...
There are many different kinds of Indian
curry. Curry.
But it comes from...
All of them?
Yeah, they're all curry, but it comes from the next one is kari.
Kari.
Kari. Kari is actually curry using the kari leaf. Kari leaf.
With a kind of herb.
Kari herbs.
Let me see what is this. I remember the Chinese name, but
we have eaten this.
Edit. Sure, a lot of them, but I just forgot. Let me see. What?
Naan. And I am telling a joke here. I'm telling a joke. If you are wanting a curry in a hurry, an emergency curry, what number will you dial?
911.
No, not 911. You are in Hong Kong.
999.
No. Nan, nan, nan.
Nan, nan, nan.
Nan, nan, nan. You would dial 999.
Nan, 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 nan. Okay. And you just said curry in a hurry?
Curry in a hurry.
But why not Gary in a hurry?
Gary in a hurry.
And this is a different kind of naan.
Different kind of naan. Kind of like naan, yes. Is it chapati?
Chapati.
Chapati.
Again, very...
Very Indian.
Very Indian. And Indian coffee?
Indian...
Milk tea?
Tea. Indian tea or chai.
Chai. I guess it actually come from Chinese. Because we say cha in Chinese.
Cha. And look, he's
Cooling. Maybe it comes from India. I don't know. But
and he is cooling the tea.
Cooling the tea. We do the same in Hong Kong.
It is very hot.
We do the same in Hong Kong.
It is very fun.
What is this?
This is the famous...
Sitar.
Yeah, sitar.
Well, actually, there was a master of sitar a long time ago in the 70s, which cooperates played with from George Harrison, as far as I remember, but I forgot his name.
And his daughter is Nora Jones. Yeah, Nora Jones.
Yeah.
And he's Ravi Shankar.
Ravi Shankar. This is not Nora Jones.
This is the classic Indian dress.
No, I thought you were referring to Indian beauties.
I am referring to the dress.
To the dress. Sari.
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 It means... you just fold it on your...
It's folded. And it was invented by this man. He's a Rabindranath Tagore.
Oh, never knew that.
He is more of a writer, really.
I kind of not knew him because he was very famous in the 20s of the last centuries. Mm. Because of the time when he got the Nobel Prize, and there used to be a lot of translation in the Chinese about this poet. And at that time, he was very, very influential.
And many translation into English.
Too.
But because he was writing in Bengali.
In Bengali. Because unfortunately, I guess people right now forgot all about him. I'm not sure about whether in India it is so or not. But in China,
And he is like the Indian Shakespeare.
Yeah, in Shakespeare. He got a Chinese name, Tai Goyi.
Tai Goyi. I have included one or two things that he has said.
Yeah. So, I can read this. Mm-hmm. I do not put my faith in institutions, but in individuals all over the world who think clearly, feel nobly, and act rightly. They are the channels of moral truth.
That's very well said.
Especially these days.
And I follow this with a beautiful poem. It's maybe his most famous poem is...
Okay, let me know.
Gitanjali.
Where the mind is without fear and the head is held high. Where knowledge is free, where the world has not been. Broken up into fragments. By narrow domestic walls. Where words come out from the depth of truth. Where Titus thriving stretches its arms toward perfection, where the clear streams of reason has not lost its way, into dreary desert sand of dead habit, where the mind is led forward by thee, into ever-widening thought and action, into that heaven of freedom, my Father, let my country awake. So beautifully written.
It is beautiful.
How come that I never knew about this?
It's one of my favorite poems.
Oh, yeah.
It's inspiring. Huh?
Inspiring. Mm. Yeah. Again, suddenly you lost your Indian accent.
Yeah. and some very common words that you are not knowing. This is a single story house.
Yeah. Bungalow.
Bungalow.
Mm? Yeah.
Bungalow.
Simple English word.
Yep.
Shampoo.
It's from India.
Oh, yeah. That was before the time of shampoo. Mm.
Shampoo is from India.
And they got the word shampoo. Shampoo. Yeah. Well,
these are Australian characters, but
no idea.
What are they wearing? They're wearing
prison uniform.
They are going to pajamas.
Okay.
Pajamas.
I was so stupid.
Pajamas. It's an Indian word, you know.
Yeah.
Indian word from India. Yeah.
I was so stupid. Avatar.
Avatar. Yes.
It means transmigration, trans...
It is your incarnation.
Incarnation. Yeah. Actually, it comes from Sanskrit.
Yeah.
Avatar. What's this?
Crazy, but it is...
Colorful?
It is a festival.
Let me see. I should know this one. Let me see. Juggernaut.
No, that is...
I guess there is a kind of festival with the chariots.
This juggernaut.
I
can't
remember.
No, this is the crazy...
Holy means holiday.
Holy, yeah. Holy. And from we get holiday. Yeah.
Holiday.
But this is more of my idea of holiday.
Sure. And I guess this is Maldives? No.
I am not knowing, Eddie.
Oh, holiday.
This is my idea of holiday. And I must go on holiday now.
Sure, me too. Me too. So that wraps up this part of the 50th.
Namaste, Eddie.
Namaste. Let us be kind to everyone. Peace. Welcome to the 51st Garrett English Learning Center.
Welcome, everyone.
Yeah. I got the order wrong. but never mind. And my question here in this show is that how come that we didn't talk about poetry in any of our previous episodes?
This comes a time anyway, we come around to it. So, I mean, you know, a language covers everything, doesn't it, Eddie?
A language does cover everything.
And, you know, you've got to build up the, you know, people's language before we can get to something as sophisticated as poetry, really, you know?
Yeah.
You have to have some sort of...
But you have to learn the poetry in order to appreciate the beauties of that language.
Yeah, but you have to have a certain understanding, a certain level of English to be able to appreciate.
You've got to be an advanced student.
Yeah, to appreciate.
To appreciate that. Yeah. The reason why that I asked Gary to do some session on poetry, English poetry, is that there is a movie right now, showing right now, called Interstellar. Mm-hmm. And in that movie, they recite one of the most famous modern poems in English for about four times. And that's just the reason that I asked Gary to do a show on poetry. Mm-hmm. And the guy who wrote this poem is Dylan Thomas.
Yep.
And how would you describe this? And let me do my confession first. Mm-hmm. It was a strange thing because I'm in the university. I was an English literature major. And actually, we study a lot of modern poets, such as T.S. Eliot and W.B. Yeats, but never this guy. Do you consider it some kind of fun?
Yeah, because this guy is more modern than them, isn't he, really? He's a bit more modern than them.
Or maybe even more talented.
Definitely more modern, anyway, if you're talking about modern poets.
Yeah.
More modern, yeah.
And I would say he was the rock star of English modern English poetry.
He was, yeah, you know, yeah. And he was a shooting star as well.
Shooting star,
and he lived for 30 or 40 years, didn't he?
Yeah. 39.
Yeah, 39 years.
And he drank himself to death.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, live fast, die young. Have a good cough.
That's basically anyway what his maybe his most famous poem is about, isn't it?
Yeah.
This has been quoted recently in Hong Kong, hasn't it?
Yeah. Do not go gentle into that good night.
Yeah.
I'm not in that position. I would not do this poem, great poem, justice to read it myself. So why don't you?
Do not go gentle into that good night. Old age should burn and rave at close of day. Rage, rage against the dying of the light.
Yeah. Well, when I read this poem, it comes with a lot of different kinds of feelings. Especially when you look around and see what is happening right now. And I would say, do not go gentle into that good night.
Which
means you have to fight on.
You don't submit. Yeah.
You don't give up.
You don't give up, you don't give up.
Or you don't give in.
No, maybe you go around another way, but you don't give in. Don't submit.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you let the fire burn until it... dies out.
Keep the passion.
Keep the passion. We don't go into the details of
but
anyway, it is. I would say, should we say it is one of the greatest poems in the modern age?
It is one. Yeah, it is.
One of the greatest.
Yeah, he was quite a romantic guy, wasn't he? Really, you know.
Yeah. Another one, but he is not that modern.
No, he's not that modern, and he didn't actually exist, as we've done in a previous show.
No, I'm not sure about it.
But you know, he didn't actually exist.
I'm not sure about he wrote what we fought him to.
Remember we talked about he didn't actually exist. He was a team of people under the name of William Shakespeare or Jacques Pierre.
Or maybe a team of Freemasons.
Giovanni and Francis Bacon and others.
So,
I don't know. This is in a similar vein, about a similar thing about getting old. You know, same subject, really.
All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players. They have their exits and their entrances, and one man in his time plays many parts. So actually, it is kind of the description of people who grow old and have to take their exits, and the new guys who are coming in. And so it is a kind of going to and forth.
But, you know, I quite like Song's teeth.
Song's teeth without teeth.
Song's eyes.
Song's eyes without eyes. Song's taste. Song's everything.
Yeah.
Do you make it up yourself?
This is the end of the poem, you know.
Yeah.
But songs is without.
I know
it's
that.
French for without. It shows you the connection again in this team.
Who wrote this?
Was Shakespeare apparently, but it was a team of Franciscan monks, right?
Italian monks.
So it's from the Latin again, you know.
Yeah.
Son don, son yeux,
son yeux,
songs everything.
Songs
oreilles.
How come that song's money?
Yes. But you know, when he's talking about the players on the stage there in the first part there, Eddie, right?
He's
not talking about people like you and me.
No.
He's talking about the people, from the system people who are put out there to lead us.
To lead us.
The stars. The stars are put out there to lead us, you know. The way, give us the way, show us the way, you know.
Are you talking about Hong Kong right now?
Yeah, there are. I'm sure there are people who are in this drama that's occurring in Hong Kong.
The drama. I really like that. The current drama in Hong Kong.
And there are players on this stage, right?
Yeah.
On both sides.
Yeah.
On both sides, there are players, you know.
Yeah.
Who have their roles, you know.
Mm.
And that's what Shakespeare is really talking about.
Anyway, we come to our idol.
Mm.
And this is Bob Dylan.
Mm-hmm.
He's still alive.
Yeah, I know this is about poetry. I have seen him a few times, you know.
Yeah.
I always think of it as a poem as a song without music.
A good song. So you were actually saying was that He was writing poetry with songs.
With music.
With music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The other way around. Yeah, that's right. Poetry with music. Maybe some of the songs today don't fit that category, right? You know.
No.
A lot of songs these days.
I guess 99% of them are rubbish.
They don't really fit that category. But no. I think with something like Bob Dylan, you can say that he's a poet, really, you know. Now, this is a song of his called Señor.
Señor. Spanish?
Tales of Yankee Power.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people speak Spanish. I mean, it's becoming more Spanish these days in America, isn't it? You know.
Yeah.
And he was also known as the Joker Man, you know, because he's a Joker Man, yeah, you know. And
which means he liked to play jokes.
Yeah, play jokes.
In words.
That's right. You know, yeah. And also I think he knows something about, you know, the big plan and what's going to happen, because if you read this here, you know.
Sure, let me try this. Well, the last thing I remember before I stripped and nude was a train load of fools bombed out in a great magnetic field. A gypsy with a broken back and a plastic ring said, "Son, this ain't a dream no more, it's the real thing."
How come he's writing about magnetic fields this is about 15, 20 years ago?
Well, was he talking about those harp?
But before hardly anybody knew about this kind of thing, you know, except the people who were working on it. So what I'm trying to say here, that there are little clues in the lyrics of some of these songs, especially by the big stars, you know.
And he's
got another song of his here next.
How did he get to know that these things?
But he's in the know.
In the know.
In the know.
What does it mean?
Well, it means he gets to know about things that the ordinary people don't.
Oh, got an antenna?
In the know. And then he has the job of preparing us.
Okay.
Preparing our minds.
So when you listen to his songs and you got messages.
Yeah, you got messages. You're prepared, you know, for what's coming up.
Never knew that. In Talking Modern Times.
But it's from the album Modern Times, which is 2006.
So. Yeah. Walking through the cities of the plague, in the last Starbucks at the world's end.
Yeah. I mean, 8 years ago, Starbucks wasn't quite as big as it is today, was it?
And when he talked about that, then it suddenly became the big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Led Zeppelin,
yeah.
That is a surprise, because we always think about the music of Led Zeppelin instead of their words. Lyrics. So...
Sometimes they don't write great lyrics, but sometimes...
Yeah. Stairway to Heaven. This is another classic...
really famous song,
yeah,
isn't it?
Famous. If you have no idea about this Stairway to Heaven, then we have no communication channel.
No. This was like voted number one in the top 500s for years.
For years. I'm not going to sing it because I'm not that... Good.
Shall I?
No, not even try.
Shall I not?
Sure. Bring your ukulele here and try to do that.
I can do this song.
You can, huh?
I'm not warmed up at the moment. But really, I can.
You've got a lot of excuses.
I can play this one. But I can. But
we've got guitar over there. Do you see that?
I'll tell you what I do, Eddie. Maybe I'll preface this show with
Sure. There's a feeling I get when I look to the west. And my spirit is crying for leaving. In my thoughts, I have seen rings of smoke through the trees and the voices of those who stand looking. Ooh, it makes me wonder. It really makes me wonder.
So at this time, as well as the Beatles were also part of their mission, and these people were to get people like me to come east. Yeah. And it worked.
Yeah.
It worked, you know, because they led me to India. Yeah. And where am I now?
You know, in the east.
Far east. I got even further east now. Yeah. And it works. So, you know, I listen. And it's subliminal half the time, you know. And who are
these? You have to explain what does subliminal mean.
Well, you're not thinking about it consciously, you know. You're not thinking about it consciously. You're just listening to it on feeling I get when I look to the west, you know. Mm. And if you're not in the west, where are you going to go? You're going to go to the east. Who are, you know, I've underlined that those who stand looking, who are those? And go to the next slide and we find out who those are, you know.
And it's whispered that soon if you all call the tune, then the piper will lead us to reason, and a new day will dawn for those who stand along, and the forests will echo with laughter. Mm. Well, it's very poetic, but yeah. I have no idea.
It is, isn't it? It's very poetic, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And the piper, you know. So I believe at the moment, you know, the Pied Piper of Hamelin.
Yeah.
You know, who led the rats led the away from the city and they wouldn't pay him. Yeah. And so he led the children away, didn't he?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And there's all kinds of pipers, you know. And even today, I believe, with what's going on in Hong Kong, there are pipers, you know,
who are
leading the children, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And a new day will dawn for those who stand long.
I've no idea.
Yeah, a new day will dawn for those who are just waiting and they've got a long, long plan, you know, very slow plan, you know, and they will, like, inherit the world, you know. And we go to the next song.
Not a very famous song.
It's not quite as famous as Stairway to Heaven, I think, but you know.
Kashmir. Oh, let the sun beat down upon my face, stars to fill my dreams. I'm a traveler of both time and space to be where I have been.
Mm-hmm.
They're talking about time machine.
And that, well, they call themselves the time lords because they time control lords. The time.
Time,
yeah.
Time. But what has the title to do with the.
That I don't know, actually. I have been to Kashmir.
Mm.
I have been to Kashmir.
City in India.
In India, yeah. Mm. I went there in 1989, when the troubles began there, you know.
Mm, yeah.
That was quite a bit scary, really, you know.
Yeah.
But, and the next part of it is quite...
Secret elders of the gentle race, this world is seldom seen. They talk of days for which they sit and wait. All will be revealed.
Mm.
Wow, sinister. Yeah. Sinister.
Sinister, isn't it? The elders of the gentle race, yeah?
Yeah,
the
yeah.
gentlemen, you know, the gentlemen, the secret elders, you know.
Okay.
Secret elders. So that's them. That's the people who are controlling the world, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pink Floyd. Well, got a lot of occult symbols.
Yeah. I mean, it's quite amazing, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. We talked about that a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And this, you know that the reason, There was a recent event which made Hong Kong famous before the Umbrella Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
That guy, Edward Snowden, came to Hong Kong,
mm-hmm.
and then he revealed there was a secret plan to monitor all these traffics on the internet.
Oh, there always has been. I mean,
and the symbol that they use
mm-hmm.
is this prism.
It's a prism, yeah.
And my guess was that they copy from the album cover of Pink Floyd.
Yeah, well, which came first, you know? But which came first? We've got some nice pyramids there, haven't we? And
yeah.
can you see that building from London?
London Tower.
That's, remember, we talked about that before. It's the Big Ben. Big Ben, which is an obelisk, remember?
Egypt.
Egypt, yeah.
Yeah, and then the UFO.
And time. The sands of time, you know.
Yeah.
And there's some bombs there.
And the dove?
In the dove, yeah. The dove is a big symbol, you know, of them, you know.
Okay.
Or the Columbine, you know.
Well, it got a lot of all these symbols.
Yeah,
on
it's
the cover.
Very esoteric, isn't it? Yeah.
Esoteric.
Yeah.
Us and them.
Yeah.
Us and them, and after all, we are only ordinary men, me and you. God only knows it's not what we would choose to do. Forward, he cried from the rear. And from the run rank died, and the general set, and the lines on the map move from side to side.
Mm.
Or again, well.
Yeah. People just do what is they're told to do, kind of thing, don't they? And the people who benefit just sit back and watch and benefit and reap the rewards.
Well, all these bands, they talk about the same thing over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
And down and out.
Yeah.
It can't be helped that there's a lot about without. And who denying it's what the fighting's all about? Out of the way is a busy day. I've got things on my mind for the want of the price of tea and a slice. The old man died.
Mm.
Well, I don't understand anyway.
Well, you know, we're all so busy, aren't we? And about you these days, Eddie, but myself and everybody I know is so busy just trying to make a living themselves.
Mm.
They haven't got time to care for anybody else or care for that old man on the street, you know.
Mm.
We're all in the rat race, aren't we?
That's us.
While the first verse there, while the generals are sitting back, they're all slaving away for us, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, another break in the war. I'm not going to sing this either. We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control. Mm-hmm. No dark sarcasm in the
classroom.
Sarcasm in the classroom. Teachers leave them kids alone. Hey, teacher, leave us kids alone. All in all, you're just another brick in the wall.
Mm.
Sarcasm.
And we don't need sarcasm. Yeah.
Sarcasm.
We don't need no thought control. Is the main line there? Really,
yeah,
isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because what is education really?
Thought control.
Thought control.
Yeah.
And training you to get up with that alarm clock every morning and go, train you to get up and go to work. Really, you know.
No, you should.
But well, it's training you, isn't it?
You shouldn't rise from your bed when you hear the clock alarm.
Yeah, but it's training you to do that. I mean, I do. I mean, you know, I confess, you know, yeah. I do. You know. Well, otherwise, you know.
Van Morrison,
yeah.
Yeah.
See, I like this, you know, it's just, he was called Van the Man, you know, back in those days, you know.
Oh, you read this.
You can take all the tea and
No, I mean...
Oh. Tupelo honey.
Tupelo honey.
It's like triple O, really. It's just Irish for triple O honey. Yeah. What? Top quality honey.
Oh, very good.
Yeah,
very
top good quality honey.
Tupelo.
Yeah.
Tupelo.
It's Irish, Tupelo. Yeah. Tupelo honey.
Oh, okay.
Because he's Irish.
You know? Yeah. Irish. I guess this is an Irish guy.
Irish guy.
Yeah. You can take all the tea in China and put it in a big brown bag for me. Sail right around all the seven oceans. Drop it straight into the deep blue sea. She's as sweet as a Tupelo honey. She's an angel of the first degree. She's as sweet as a Tupelo honey. Just like honey, baby from the bee.
Mm.
Yeah.
They're beautiful, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
All the tea in China, that means a lot. All the tea in China is a massive lot of stuff, isn't it, really? Yeah.
Any message in this?
The next thing is more of the message, really, but I just like that. It's just beautiful, really.
Yeah.
But this is the message part, you know.
You can't stop us on the road to freedom. You can't keep us cause our eyes can see. Men with insight, men in granite. Knights in armor bent on chivalry.
Mm, chivalry, yeah.
Chivalry.
Yeah. You know. The knights, you know, like the Knights Templar.
Yeah.
In their armor, bent on chivalry. Chivalry means you're doing something decent, but actually they're not. They just pretend that they're doing something simple. And the kind of insight they have is not really good insight, really. It's insight, yeah.
Well, was he talking about Knights Templars?
He was talking about that kind of organization.
Who?
The Who, yeah.
Yeah.
We did this on a previous program, but I just thought it was quite relevant, really.
Won't get full again.
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that. We got full again and again.
Yeah, so I
Well, I guess we should sing it tomorrow at MOT. I'll tip my hat to the new constitution, take a bow for the new revolution, smile and grin at the change all around. Pick up my guitar and play just like yesterday. Then I got on my knees and pray.
We don't get fooled again.
No.
And we do.
Sorry about it, the reality.
The
reality is that we got fooled again and again.
And somebody told me they worked at a lunatic asylum, and some guy would be playing that, and his ear was right against the speaker, you know, playing this thing. But actually, maybe the people in the lunatic asylums are the sane people.
Maybe the same
ones in this world, you know.
Yeah. John Lennon and Yoko Ono.
Yeah, and as it's kind of like Christmas time coming up, isn't it?
Yeah.
I thought we'd do one of my favorite Christmas songs.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Happy Christmas. War is over.
I can sing this if you like.
Oh, you sing it.
And so this is Christmas, and what have we done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. And so happy Christmas, we hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young.
And a very merry Christmas and a happy new year.
Let's hope it's a good one without any fear. War is over if you want it. War is over now. Yeah, there they are.
Well, they were making fool of themselves.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
So, we talk about poetry today.
Yeah.
And thank Gary for everything, because we got so many beautiful poems in English.
I think, you know, thanks very much for that. Thanks for your thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for your appreciation.
Yeah.
But I think I kind of like tuned into what's, you know, contemporary, what's going on today as well, you know.
Yeah. The great thing is about, is that when we talk about all these poems, and they're all relevant.
They're all relevant to, what
to our times, to our city, to ourselves.
Yeah, and then, you know, let's hope it's a good new year.
So, okay, we're coming to the end of this show, and let's say peace.
Peace, yeah.
In 2015.
Peace.
2015.
Let's hope it's a good one.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
逢星期三晚九点至十点，有我 Janice 同埋蔡淑梅医生同你讲人心，讲人生。
你咁醜樣，我欠得你。我好驚啊！
你躲喺呢啲，咪行埋嚟啊！
嗱，你話你咪喐，
你唔好嘈。
有咩慢慢講？
你唔好嘈，你再阻我就一刀插死佢呢間鋪。
你
我唔聽到，打死我，我插死佢啊！我真係插死佢啊！